The nation's largest home improvement chain has informed store managers not to do business with the federal government. Home Depot, based in Atlanta, sent a notice this month to its 1,400 stores worldwide. The company says it was merely restating an already existing policy. Joshua Leves reports.
The notification that the Home Depot sent to its stores tells managers not to take government credit cards, purchase orders, or even accept cash if the items being purchased are going to be used by the federal government. The document, obtained by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, contains specific examples, such as a customer who wants to buy 3,000 light bulbs and asks that they be delivered to a military base. The notification says that transaction should not be processed. Home Depot spokesman Tom Gray confirms the document was recently sent out to stores.
It was the company reaffirming a policy that has been in existence for the more than 20 years that we've been in business. And what we were doing was to make sure that all of our associates out there are aware of procedures.
Gray says there's no reason to believe any stores have been selling products to the government, but word of Home Depot's policy comes as a surprise to the government. The General Services Administration, which deals with $20 billion in annual government purchases, says it was unaware of the policy. The GSA says it does not have a contract with Home Depot, but it is possible some federal agencies purchase products from the home improvement chain. In a written statement, the GSA said it does not know the impact that Home Depot's policy might have, nor does it know what the company's concerns are. Home Depot spokesman Tom Gray says the reason for the policy is simple.
The company made a decision many years ago based on administrative and systems requirements that it was not going to be a federal contractor.
And Home Depot wants to make sure it is not construed by the government as a federal contractor, because then it would be responsible for following certain rules covering contractors. Spokesman Gray would not discuss that, but in the document obtained by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Home Depot lists the rules it's especially concerned about. They involve employment. The rules ban discrimination in various categories and require affirmative action for contractors. Roger Clegg is general counsel for the Center for Equal Opportunity, a think tank based in Virginia.
What the government does is require a lot of statistical data on every position in the company. And if there is any kind of racial or ethnic or gender imbalance between the relevant population at large and the number of employees you have in your company in those positions, the government will impose goals and timetables on you.
Clegg says Home Depot may thoroughly support diversity, but not want to be required to meet specific goals and timetables set by the government. And Clegg says it's possible that even without a written contract with the government, a company could be considered a federal contractor. The laws are written to apply to any company doing a certain amount of business with the government.
It's possible that the government could argue that if enough work is done with Home Depot, then they would come under the jurisdiction of those regulations.
One law covers any company with at least 50 employees doing $50,000 in annual business. So if 500 Home Depot stores sell just $100 worth of merchandise to the federal government, Clegg says it's possible Home Depot could be considered a contractor under that law. While the company won't talk about this issue, spokesman Tom Gray says Home Depot does comply with the federal labor laws that apply to it, and it's determined to keep it that way. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.